During this episode of Wine Unicorn, the role of Carrie will be played by Larry. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Victor.
That does not work. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Victor.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Maybe I could be like a dual personality type thing.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Maybe sometimes it'll be Carrie. Maybe sometimes it'll be Larry. At least our names rhyme.
Oh, it is true. It's Carrie and Larry, and yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the role of Carrie is getting played by Larry today, yes.
Yeah.
So welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've never got to be the co-host.
That's true. This is really our first episode, just you and I together.
I know. Usually, like, I'm part of Professor and Marianne with Megan, the reoccurring guest.
So true. And I'm sure there's going to be more truth to be told later on.
Fake news.
Oh, stop it. So anyways, we're so excited. We just had to throw this episode together today because it's just a good day too. We just felt good. We were just in a good mood for no particular reason. Just happy.
Exactly. To your point, celebrate with some of our favorites.
Yeah, Victor and Larry's favorites.
I'm excited for it.
Or whatever.
Isn't all of our wine our favorites?
No, that's the tough part. We can't really call it our favorites, you know? So we'll think of a better name for this episode. But it's Victor and Larry blank do something, or will they fight? You know, who knows?
Who knows? It's like a soap opera novella for those that speak Espanol.
It's true. It's true. Before I forget, I'm Victor.
And I'm Larry. / Carrie.
And we have been discovering the world of Paso Robles for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yes? Oh God, I hate saying that number though.
I'm Carrie, and I watch TV, and I just like to drink wine.
And we're
Wine Unicorn!
Together, we combine our powers and bring you the best of
wine,
food,
and TV.
I'm dying over here. Oh my God, she's gonna kill us or love us. I don't know. This is such a last minute thing. So here we are. This is what we're doing, and why not? You know, we're just, again, in a good mood, having a good old time, and doing a Victor and Larry episode of 20 years of discovering the world of Paso, and we have two wonderful wines that we're going to be reviewing today, and they are a Chardonnay from Dunning Vineyards, and we're also going to bring you El Macho. Ooh. I'm sorry, El Macho from Diablo Paso.
Thank you for doing that with an accent.
From Diablo Paso.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're going to say El Macho.
El Macho from
Diablo Paso.
Okay. There you go.
I think I said that better than you. Well, and you speak Spanish.
You know what? Let's not go there. No, you're Mexican and you don't even speak Spanish. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Victor and Larry, stop fighting.
Look, that didn't take long. All right. So anyways, that's what we're doing. So we got these two wines. We're going to do this episode of Feeling Good, Feeling Fine.
Feeling good and drinking some of our faves, even though there's many faves in this house.
Even though they're all our faves, right?
We had to pick two of them, and these just happen to be the two we picked today. But you know what? One of them goes back to where we started. So we'll leave it at that.
So what time is it?
It's wine time.
Unicorn's gonna bring it to you.
A wine unicorn, wine unicorn.
Wine unicorn.
So here we are, wine number one.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
So, Larry, Carrie, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Dunning Vineyard Chardonnay 2018. It sells for $28. And do you want to know a little bit about it? Because I could tell you a little bit about it. Dunning Vineyards is a family-owned and operated vineyard. It was established in 1991, and it's owned by Bob and Joanne Dunning. They're located on the west side of Paso Robles in the Willow Creek AVA district. And just a little fun fact that they put on their little site, you can go find them at the end of Nadir, don't know if I said that right, Nadir Road, to discover the best kept secret for wine tasting. And do I agree with that statement? I do. 100%. And Carrie does too.
Yes, I do, Larry.
Anyways, so Dunning Vineyards is known for producing premium quality, highly rated estate wines. In 1996, they actually got their first gold medal at the Orange County Wine Competition. And then they've got a lot of other awards from wine magazines and mentions of 90-point ratings and so forth. They still live out there on the 40-acre property with their dog, and they still produce about 1,500 cases of wine annually. I hope it made you proud, Carrie.
I'm sure you did. Here we go. I've got a fun fact about Chardonnay.
Ooh, please do tell.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am.
Are you ready?
La 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 la. Little.
Okay. Chardonnay is the most planted variety around the world. Ooh. Is that really a surprise? I don't think so. But you should know that in the 1940s, there were less than 100 acres of Chardonnay grapes grown in California.
Dun dun dun.
And now, there's almost 100,000.
But you can't have enough Chardonnay.
That's true.
It's kind of like that colder, fall, winter-ish kind of white wine.
Well, yes and no. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yes, with this particular wine, but also Chardonnay is made in so many different ways nowadays. And even sparkling wine, you know, sparkling Chardonnays, and it also goes into champagne making. There's high acidic Chardonnays, no malolactic fermentation. Ooh, malolactic. No creaminess to it, like butter flavors and things like that, because they're in concrete or stainless steel.
Gotcha.
That's it. That's my 2 cents, I guess, on the fun fact.
Okay,
fun fact, education, everyone.
Sounded like 3 or 4 cents, but
yeah, I know.
It's all good.
Yeah, I have a lot of cents.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so.
Do we get to get started?
We are having Chardonnay by Dunning Vineyards. It's a 2018, and it is
$28. Hold on, in Carrie's voice,
$28.
Oh, my God.
The color.
I got light yellow and clear.
And I got light yellow / lemon, so light lemon yellow and clear.
This is probably one of the lighter colors that I've ever seen, at least that I remember. Usually to me it's a little bit more gold. But anyhow, I'm excited.
Also, we usually keep our Chardonnays a little bit longer, so they darken in color as they age.
Ooh.
Education.
The overall smell and intensity.
Oh, I got inviting and alluring. And the intensity, I got, actually I got light.
And I got aromatic and pleasant and average to strong.
Oh, okay.
The aromas detected.
So I got pear, a hint of citrus, grapefruit, and then also I put an oak vanilla blend.
Okay.
And how about you, Victor?
Oh, me? Well, I got oak, vanilla, and apple. That's it.
And how about you, Carrie? Well, it smelled good. Anyways, continue.
Oh, my God.
The flavors.
We are having Chardonnay by Dunning Vineyards. It's a 2018, and it is
$28. Hold on, in Carrie's voice,
$28.
Oh, my God.
I got apple, pear, zest, oak, and I got some mineral in it. For the acidity, I got soft and smooth. For dryness and sweetness, I got a nice in-between. And for overall taste, I got outstanding. And how about you, Victor?
For my flavors, I got apple, apricot, coconut, vanilla. Are you ready for this one?
No.
You're not. You never are. You never are.
Because I'm usually just drinking the wine after this.
No, ready? Dandelion.
I'm sorry, what?
What does a dandelion taste like?
You've never tasted a dandelion?
I have not.
Oh my God. I know I'm not a weirdo. Okay, maybe I am.
But, well, you did do culinary, so maybe you used it somehow as an ingredient.
No, I'm just talking about like as a little kid tasting weird flowers and shit.
Yeah, strange kid. I tried grass and that was it. Anyways.
Okay.
I don't think so.
And limestone, mineral.
So you ate flowers and you lick rocks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
That sounds about right.
All
right. That's my life. Okay.
It sounds like you.
And my acidity was mouth-watering yet soft and smooth. And my dryness and sweetness, I have to say that it was semi-dry, and my overall taste was outstanding.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
So my finish was long, very long, 45 seconds to a minute.
My finish was long also, 45 seconds to a minute.
And for those of you that...
Cheers.
And for those of you that listen to us, you know we like long things, just saying.
Shut up, Larry.
That was Carrie.
No.
The balance.
I got harmonious.
And I got perfect.
The complexity.
It's a roller coaster ride. And how about for you?
And I said this was like a speeding car on the freeway. It was still fun. Roller coaster would take you up peaks and valleys and whatever, just like, oh my god, what's going on now? This one didn't do that to me. It was a thrill ride that I could see everything that was going to come my way.
Oh, that's good. That's a good explanation. See, with the roller coaster ride, I still just saw it as straight up thrill. I didn't think about the peaks and valleys. So I was just really thrilled when I drank this wine.
Oh, guess what time it is?
Is it wine time again?
It's Wine Vision.
Oh, Wine Vision.
Story time.
Wine Vision. Story time.
So, Larry, do you have a story?
You know I always have stories. Come on. I actually have multiple stories about this one.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's just get to it. Let's go.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you both the wine stories.
Let's go. Here.
So, I'm driving up to the winery, driving on the dirt road like usual. And because it's winter time, well, actually, technically, it's fall. I just see myself and you driving up to the top of the hill and seeing the wine tasting room up on the left-hand side where it's all nice and cozy and we're drinking this wine. But part two of my story is also another story. This wine reminds me of me tasting wine with my mom. She loves this particular Chardonnay and it seems like we always drink it during Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's the only time that she actually drinks wine. As you know, she never touches it, actually.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
And the only reason I brought up that tasting room is because Joanne always remembers that my mom loves this wine.
Does she?
She does, because she always brings up, are you going to buy some wine for your mom?
Oh, my goodness.
The Chardonnay. Mm-hmm.
I never picked up on that. Has she said that?
Maybe it's not all the time, but she does mention it. And remember, there's been a few times when I've been by myself.
There's been several times we've been up there by yourself.
Yeah. So anyways, overall, this just makes me feel nice and warm and fuzzy because it's a memorable experience with my mom that I don't usually get to have very often in drinking wine and enjoying it. And she enjoys it just as much as we do.
Well, that's a wonderful story,
Lynn. Yeah.
Very heartwarming.
Thank you.
Just what we all need right now.
And do you have a wine story?
Do I have a wine story? What kind of question is that? Okay, so let me tell you my wine story. This wine... Dunning Chardonnay. I envision myself having a comforting meal during the cold winter months. That meal includes delicate lobster meat with clarified butter and soft, warm bread. This Chardonnay by Dunning is what completes my blissful meal experience. That's it.
That just sounds so good.
So yeah, that's it. That's where I see myself.
Lobster. Now I'm craving that. But okay, let's move on.
Total assessment.
We are having Chardonnay by Dunning Vineyards. It's a 2018, and it is...
$28. Hold on, in Carrie's voice, $28.
Oh my god.
So for my total assessment, I got highly recommend and to everybody. You can be anywhere in the spectrum from a beginner to advanced, and you're just going to... want to enjoy this. You can't go wrong with it. And how about you?
I highly recommended this, and I said everybody and advanced. And I said because it's very well-rounded, perfectly balanced, and it's a smooth ride all the way through. And also, I have to put this in there. I made a little side note, and it says, it may be the most planted grape in the world, but not every winemaker gets it right. This is a must-have for everyone.
I agree 100% because we've been going there a really long time, as we know, and this is always an amazing wine. And again, I go back to the reference of my mom. For someone who doesn't drink wine, mm-hmm. This is amazing wine. That this is the only Chardonnay that she will drink.
I think anybody that's ever tasted, not I think, I know, everybody that's ever tasted this Chardonnay, they love it. Even people say, oh, I'm not a big fan of wine in general. They always say, oh my goodness, I actually like this wine.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Carrie, what's your TV show?
My TV show is, I don't know, I watch a lot of Netflix. Not one's coming to my mind right now.
What about you, Larry? Larry, do you have a TV show you might want to recommend with this?
Well, I always watch Housewives.
Okay, we're done. So, time for Wine Uniscore.
Wine Uniscore.
Wine Uniscore, Larry.
Come on, do you really gonna ask me? You know I gave it a 10.
What?
10s, 10s, 10.
I'm so shocked. Okay, well, guess what? I gave it a 10. 10 Woo! Unicorns. 10
unicorns. Cheers.
A solid 10. A solid, 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 solid 10. Always, forever, with this wine. So, just get you some. Okay, so what time is it now?
Wine time again?
Yes, it is. It's wine time.
And now it's time for wine. Time for wine.
It's time for wine number two.
Número dos.
It's time for wine number two.
Número dos.
In this corner, we have El Macho.
I love it.
Okay, that's literally all I had for this. I didn't really have a good song or anything like that. You know, because all of my songs are Grammy Award worthy for my final wines. So yeah.
But I felt like I was watching a soccer game.
Yeah.
Or like a fight.
Fight.
Sign me up. Okay, give me the booze. I'm watching a game.
Right. Watching a game? Watching the fight.
Oh, that's true.
I guess it's a wine fight by himself because nobody else is there. It's no. Just El Macho. All right, so what are we drinking, Larry?
So we are drinking Diablo Paso Al Macho 2017. It's 38% Graciano, 24% Tempranillo, 22% Mataro, and 16% Garnacha. And it sells for $42.
All Spanish grapes.
It is.
Ooh, learning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my fun fact that I have for this is they're all Spanish grapes, but I had not heard of the name Mataro from all of our experiences that we've had, not just in Paso, but globally in general, and I don't know why. Maybe it was too far into the wine tasting?
That could be. Okay. It could be.
Just being real here.
You know, sometimes there's just a certain point in the day when, you know, you just don't remember a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's called after winery number 5. Okay, so here we go. So Mataro. Mataro is also known as Monastrell or Morvedra.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not, but we've had both of them.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, what? Because I'm a big fan of all of those. I mean, both of those. And I didn't even know that Monastrell and Morvedra were also the same thing.
So really, we haven't tasted both of them. It's all the same grape, just different names.
Next time that we do one of these grapes, or I guess this grape, hopefully I will have more information. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper and find out if it's that their name is different by region or where they're grown or what's going on with this. Education.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on the magic school bus, but I'm going to call it the magic wine school bus.
Oh my God, the magic wine school bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what can you tell us about Diablo Paso?
Enrique and Nora Torres, they created Diablo Paso wines to express the things that are most important to them. The opportunity to share their passion for Spanish wine and the commitment to hard work without sacrificing happiness and harmony to their home. It is Enrique's appreciation and respect for old world style that he credits the uniqueness of every bottle of Diablo Paso wine. You know, I gotta just say, Nora and Enrique, really nice people. I enjoy going to that tasting room.
With all this said, we are having El Macho. It's a 2017 Spanish red blend by Diablo Paso, and it is $42.
The color.
Couldn't decide if it was garnet or mahogany, So I just put both. And then I also put Life Fog.
Okay. Well, I said it was a dark ruby, and I thought it was clear.
Oh, okay.
The overall smell and intensity.
So I got highly aromatic. It was powerful for me. I loved it. How about you?
I got aromatic and strong.
Ooh.
The aromas detected.
I got raisin, prune, cassis, a hint of cinnamon, and leather.
And my aromas detected, I got blueberry, cassis, and fig.
Oh.
I kind of questioned fig, but I definitely got blueberry and cassis. So much cassis.
The flavors.
We are having El Macho. It's a 2017 Spanish red blend by Diablo Paso, and it is $42.
All right, so I got pomegranate, blackberry, prunes, oak, toast, black pepper, and olive. I was trying to figure out what the finish was, and I felt like it was pepper and olive, but it was good.
Okay. Your acidity?
I got mouth watering.
Dryness and sweetness?
I got dry.
And your overall taste?
Outstanding. Can't go wrong with this one.
I got blueberry cassis. It was swimming all over my mouth when the wine was in there. Cassis. All the cassis. And I got earth, super dark cocoa, and a hint of vanilla.
I didn't taste that vanilla.
It was just a hint. I didn't say it was pronounced. It was just like a hint of vanilla. Just enough to round it out.
Gotcha. How about your acidity?
My acidity was mouth-watering. My dryness and sweetness was dry, and my overall taste was outstanding.
Cheers.
Cheers to those three.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Celebration. Woo-hoo. Just adding to the happiness
it's
today.
Weird that we don't, the mic doesn't catch the clinks anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we're also doing it a little further.
Social distance.
Even though we live together, social distance. Again, the story of our lives.
We've always lived socially distant anyway, so it doesn't matter.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I got everlasting and 1 minute. How about you, Carrie? I got long, 45 seconds to a minute.
No, Carrie would definitely say everlasting on this one, by the way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm back to Larry again.
Okay. And I said it was everlasting, 1 minute plus.
Yay, cheers again.
Cheers again. Woohoo.
This wine is amazing.
The balance.
I got perfect.
I got perfect. Oh my God. Here we go.
Oh, another cheer. Wow, we're just going to wrap this one up pretty quick, aren't we?
The complexity.
Should I just leave my glass up? Because I mean, I
got
these cheers.
I got unsolvable mystery of fun.
And I got unsolvable mystery of fun.
Woo, 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 woo. There was just so much to the wine. I wanted to like figure it all out, but you know what? I figured there's all these different varietals in there and they all have a little bit of their taste. So it's just damn good. I couldn't solve the puzzle.
And it was so much fun. Not solving it.
It was.
Mm-hmm. So you know what else is fun?
Tell me, Victor, what is fun?
Wine vision.
Ooh.
Story time.
Wine vision. Story time.
So Larry, do you have a wine vision?
Of course I do. I always have wine visions. But this one's going to be a little surprising.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not at the winery.
Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. All that great stuff. Not at the winery. You know, I was about to create, I still am going to create an at the winery section during our whole review on the show so that we can separate an at the winery experience and a wine vision, because they're two totally different things.
Well, at first I was going to start my story by saying I was walking through the park in Paso Robles, the little square park, whatever it's called, and then walking in the tasting room, but then I decided on something else. So here's my wine story. So we're sitting outside at the fire pit that we never ever use at our house, but it's here, all bundled up on a chilly night, just enjoying each other's company and or enjoying the company of other friends that are here visiting us and just talking about this wine. And it's just the perfect wine for a nice chilly evening. And it's just warming my body. That's my wine story.
Beautiful story. It's perfect. I can see this happening. And actually, I'm thinking like, why aren't we doing this now? I was like, it makes total sense.
Because sometimes there's raccoons and possums out there, so
that's why we're not out there. But the raccoons are vicious. Yeah. So. All right. My story, because I have a story too.
What's your story, Victor?
Oh God, was that supposed to be Carrie?
I am Carrie.
Carrie, do you have a story?
I don't. I like Larry's story, though. Go ahead and go, Victor.
All right. My story. Okay. So this wine, El Macho, by Diablo Paso. This makes me dream of a time when I could spend my days baking and planning meals. And that was the extent of my worries. From appetizer to dessert, I can have this wine anytime. That's it. That's my story. It's short, sweet, and simple.
I like the story, though.
It's actually just my furlough story during this quarantine. It was great. Like, I can literally see myself drinking this wine all the time with all the meals that I cooked during the furlough and quarantine.
Those were some damn good meals.
Perfect.
Total assessment.
We are having El Macho. It's a 2017 Spanish red blend by Diablo Paso, and it is $42.
I highly recommend it, both advanced and everybody. There's a lot of moving parts in this wine. No matter what level you are, I think you're actually just going to enjoy the wine. It's different. It's all Spanish varietals. It's excellent. Enrique has done an amazing job with it. What's your total assessment?
I highly recommend this wine to advanced, because I think they'll really, really understand the depth that this wine has to offer. There's so much going on. I think the beginners and intermediate would enjoy the wine. They would like drinking it. But I think the advanced would truly, truly enjoy it, enjoy the full experience of it. And it will be something that they will remember for all the right reasons, not just party time all the time.
Wow.
So there we go. Carrie, what's your TV show?
So I was thinking, so Schitt's Creek again, because I mentioned it twice and then Megan mentioned it once. So I figured, why not go a fourth time? Schitt's Creek. I've watched it like 800 times already. There's my television show. Enjoy.
So Carrie, why do you like Schitt's Creek so much? What's this Schitt's Creek all about? What is it?
It's just a great show. It's funny.
About what?
So it's about this rich family that, actually, sorry, Larry's voice is coming out too. It's about this rich family that basically loses all their money and they have to move to this small town that I think he actually gave to his son as a gift. Anyways, basically, they're kind of doing their time there and then they just evolve as a family and then at the end it's happy cry time.
It doesn't sound very funny.
It is funny. There's so many different funny characters. There's Alexis and Moira and David.
Okay, so it's a comedy.
Dad. I don't know his, I can't remember his name.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and Larry, that was so rude of you to interrupt Carrie, by the way. Thanks.
Wine Uniscore.
Wine Uniscore.
I gave it a 9. 9.
9 unicornios.
Sure.
9 unicorns for Larry. I gave this one a solid 10. Also, 10 unicorns. Woo! I loved this wine. Everything it had to offer, all the mystery that was in there and that still is in there. I still haven't figured it all out, but it's in the best possible way. It's so good.
Yeah, it is amazing wine.
Mm-hmm. I can picture myself literally pairing this with anything and everything. 10 unicornios.
Yes.
Sí.
De Victor.
Sí.
Para el macho.
Goal.
That was the weakest goal I've ever heard. Goal.
Well, you know, that's the extent you get it with me.
It's supposed to be like, goal. That's how you do a goal when somebody scores in soccer, because we love the World Cup. So anyways, that's it. That was wine.
Wine Unicorn.
So everyone, that was this episode, I guess. Our first episode together, just Larry and I.
And Carrie. Carrie's here.
And by the way, Larry, you do the worst Carrie voice ever. You just sound like Larry, like you have a cold or something.
Oh, goodness.
Like, I'm like, oh, you're just really nasally right now.
Okay.
Like, what happened to you? But it was really fun to do it, though. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this was a good time. I really enjoyed myself. We've never done this. It was just cool doing this, having fun, drinking wine, and again, enjoying some of the many favorites that we have.
We do enjoy, I mean, we enjoy our favorites on a regular basis. So yeah, I had a great time. I'm surprised we didn't fight more.
I know.
We usually fight, like, literally all the time during recordings.
But you know what? We're drinking wine, and it was a great day. A celebratory day.
Yeah.
So no reason to fight.
You know, we're just happy with life. Mm-hmm. You know, just life is good for us.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Yep.
So yeah, that was two great wines, Larry. Did either one of them surprise you or anything stand out?
You know what? Actually, both of them actually really did. Both of them. Because I feel with Dunning, it was different than some of the other vintages for me. And then Diablo Paso, or I'm sorry, El Macho, there was just so much going on that I just enjoyed it. I'm like, I know why we bought it, and I'm just reminded as to why. It was amazing when we tasted it, and it was just as amazing again. And now we got to share talking about it with everybody.
That's it. That was this Victor and Larry episode. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Please follow us on Instagram at @officialwineunicorn. Follow us on Twitter at @wineunicorn.
And how about Facebook? Because I still use it.
That is literally all we're going to do for anybody that follows us on Facebook, because it's literally a joke. I really don't post anything. I don't interact with anybody.
It's Facebook.
It's Facebook. And I hate it. I hate Facebook. So I don't really know. I think we just kind of...
It's there.
Yeah, it's there because we thought we had to put a Facebook thing up at one point. But we just... No, just no. If you want to do it, again, we'll just kind of laugh or send us a silly comment of why you're following us on Facebook. But yeah, no. Anyways, that's it. This was a very different experience. And Carrie...
Yes?
No. And Carrie, I do miss you here. I know you're busy with your changes in your life at the moment. So that's it, everybody. Thank you so, so much for listening to Wine Unicorn. And we will see you...
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
That's so not Carrie. Team Unicorn.
Ho, 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 ho.
Send me good vibes. Send me good vibes.
Send me good vibes.
Send me good vibes.
Unicorn's gonna bring it to you.
A wine unicorn, wine unicorn.
Wine unicorn.